Good morning, everyone, and this is the Catechism, 2021, 38th Lord's Day, and you have to forgive me, I had the window up here for the Catechism text, and it is gone, so let me see if I can get that up here. Very good. There it is. Edit it down, make it bigger. Thanks for your patience, I appreciate that. All right, it's the 38th Lord's Day, and it actually is a follow-up to the third commandment, which we did last week. Next week, Lord's Day 39 will be the fourth commandment. Let me pray for us, and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your commandments revealed to us, your holy law that is good, that is spiritual, that is right, that is just. And we know the only way to give any kind of true obedience at all is by the power of your Spirit, as those who've been united to Christ by faith, who serve you by faith, and who look to you for the power to walk in your ways. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. Let's go back, just for context. If you see right here, question 113, but may we swear an oath in God's name if we do it in true reverence? Obviously, that is picking up on what we did last week. Third commandment, not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Broadly speaking, I mean real broadly, but the commandments are spiritual in essence. So to look at the broad principle of that commandment is not wrong. It's biblical to say that what we're talking about is using our mouths and our words in ways that honor God and honor God's character and honor His attributes and His holiness, and not using our mouths in a way that brings dishonor to Him. And the chief way to use our mouths to bring dishonor to Him is using His name in vain in a specific and pointed way. But that's not the only way to violate that commandment. Any way we use our mouths in such a way that violates the glory of God is violating that commandment. All right, Lord's Day 38, now picking up on that, but may we swear an oath in God's name if we do it in true reverence? Yes, when the government demands it, like if you're in court or something, when necessity requires it, in order to maintain and promote truth and trustworthiness for God's glory and our neighbor's good. You know, something like a marriage vows that are made in the sight of God, vowing, swearing an oath to each other to be husband and wife in God's name. Such oaths are approved in God's Word, and here's some cross-references there, and were rightly used by Old and New Testament believers. It wouldn't be wrong in your prayer life to make an oath to God, and to serve Him in a specific way, or to strive to do something in a specific way. We do that with reverence out of God and love for God. It's not wrong to make a promise to someone that you love. It's not wrong to do that toward God either. May we swear by saints or other creatures? No. A legitimate oath means calling upon God as the one who knows my heart to witness to my truthfulness, punish me if I swear falsely. So it's not a small thing. It should never be a flippant thing. No creature is worthy of such honor. We're only going to God for this. The ultimate authority, the one who sees all, the one who knows all, the one who judges all, God, God Almighty, commit to heart. Exodus 28 through 10 is the commandment for next week. Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. So, in national Israel, under the Old Covenant, they were to set apart the seventh day of the week to not do work, to rest for a specific reason, keeping that day holy to remember God as the Creator and as their covenant Lord. And we celebrate this in a different way. In the New Covenant, we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. Well, God bless you. Stay in the Word. Stay in prayer. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will add to you. He'll take care of you no matter what if you trust in Him through faith in Christ, of course. It's always through faith in Christ and walking in the Holy Spirit. All right, God bless you. We'll see you next week.